from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it.
Oh, this is a ticking time bomb. So if you haven't heard the show yet, because, I mean, how could you? Because it's coming up. Ellie has the hiccups. And so we thought we'd record the intro as soon as possible while you still have them.
Why? I sound like a dying cat.
The comedic timing on those hiccups. Like they've got their own, like Jerry Seinfeld's in control of your hiccups. He hits you with the hiccups at the exact right moment.
They're very frustrating. It's been like
15 minutes or so.
Yeah, now. It's been a while that they've just hung around for.
Any sort of remedies that you use to get rid of hiccups?
No, usually they just go within a few minutes, yeah, but this is...
It's a long time.
Not the case.
I might Google how long someone's had the hiccups for. I bet you it's years.
Yeah, it's like 50 years or something, I feel.
Longest time for hiccups. What's coming up in the show? 68 years.
Yeah.
Charles Osborne from 1894 to 1991, but 70 years of that, he had the hiccups.
I wonder how debilitating they were. Like, are they, like, is the frequency as much as mine are right now?
Well, it's predicted that he hiccuped around 430 million times. 429 million to go.
If I still have these hiccups tomorrow, I'm calling in sick. I actually couldn't do a whole radio show.
I don't think you could do a whole, though it might be the most tuned into show that we ever do. Enjoy the show. We talk about high places. How did you get down from somewhere that you were stuck? And also lightning strikes because of the storm that hit the coast yesterday night.
Yeah.
Massive. Yeah. So enjoy. Great show.
Bye. No more. Maybe they're done. We're just going to sit here and wait. No,
they're done.
Aww. It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
If the zombies come, yeah. Sunny Coast,
yes.
I want you to be prepared.
Here we go.
Okay.
We're going to go through a top five places on the Sunshine Coast that would be pretty good in a zombie apocalypse. Can I just say?
Yeah.
I think I've got a really good one.
Do you?
In my head.
Straight off the bat?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written my list of five.
Adam and Robin and the team at a maze world. I think that's a great place to go. You go into the middle of that maze. They got the tower in the middle there.
No, I feel like zombies can barge straight through that hedge.
No, they'd have to do the maze and it would take them a while. You'd be able to slow them right down.
That's fair. But it's not on my list, okay? I've just gone with whole suburbs because I was reading an article about the top places in the UK to go if the zombie apocalypse hits. And it's all these random... Scottish Highlands were the top ones.
All right.
Because, you know, it's like off the beaten track, sparsely populated, all of that.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, let's bring it back in.
Have you used the same logic, like how they've worked out their top five?
Well, I've got reasoning for each of my suburbs that I've picked, okay? So... The fifth best place to go in the Sunshine Coast, if the zombies come, in my opinion, is Batinia.
All right. Okay. It's very in the middle of everything.
It is.
I'm going to need some explanation from you.
I'm assuming the hospital will be safe in the zombie apocalypse. Oh, and so the
hospitals
will still
go
be functioning.
Down first in the apocalypses.
So we can go to SKU.
Right.
Are they working? If we need it.
So everybody's working,
or
are they?
Just the doctors.
Oh, right.
Okay. Plus, there's some canals in Batinia. I'm sure there's some fish in there that you could survive off.
Yeah, you probably could. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number four, Kenilworth. Very sparsely populated.
The bakery there.
Yes.
Good cream buns to stock up.
Taz, don't be silly. The people at the Kenilworth bakery aren't going to be working in the zone.
Well, apparently the hospital's fully stocked.
Yeah, they're essential. Okay.
You're saying baked goods aren't essential.
Your kilo jam cream donut.
Yeah.
But no, but I feel like big properties out there.
Yes.
A lot of camping as well, people might leave behind some camping stuff you could use.
Yeah, and not in the middle of everything like Batinia was.
Yeah,
I like Kenilworth.
Number three, Noosa Heads.
Just because it's nice?
Because
it's
I
fancy.
Feel like, yeah, you want to have, you know, a bit of fanciness in the zombie apocalypse. No, but more so because where it's located, you can block it off, right? Oh. So if all the residents of Noosa just build a wall... We can't.
I mean, it could happen before the zombies come, let's be honest.
They've already got their own counts.
Yeah, they're getting the bricks ready.
Number two.
Yes.
Maroochydore. Now, hear me out.
No. You've just written five things on the Sunshine Coast. You haven't done any thought.
Yes. There's a reason behind each of them.
It's in the middle of the entire Sunshine Coast.
Yes, but do you know what is located on Aerodrome Road, Tassie?
The McDonald's.
Yes.
Where Scissor used to be.
No, the gun shop. boom, you can go
boom, yeah.
stock up your arsenal and then pick up a Big Mac while you're at it.
Up my arsenal. You want me to shove that up my arsenal?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Finally, the safest place to be if the zombies hit the Sunshine Coast.
According to Ellie Chaney.
According to Ellie Chaney's very logical arguments.
Yes.
Old Woman Island.
I like that.
You're out.
I like
amongst
that.
Amongst the elements, you can go fishing. You can snap up a turtle.
Yes.
If you need, as a friend.
Put it in your arsenal.
Put it in your arsenal.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
This is the part of this song that I reckon I can play on the guitar. You just go
Did you learn Smoke on the Water when you were doing guitar as a kid?
Yeah.
Less impressive the older you get, unfortunately, playing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Nowadays it's like, cool, Ellie, everyone can do that.
It's been 45 minutes. Let's play something else.
Exactly. We are Ellie and Taz. This is 91.9 CFM. And look, it goes without saying that last night, hectic storms hit a whole bunch of parts of the sunny coast.
Looks like next door to me got hit by lightning last night.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Some damage as well, which I'll share with you soon on the show.
Well, a lot of unexpected, I say unexpected because I'm the weather girl on this station, and I expected 30 mils of rain yesterday, and some parts of the coast got 245 mils of rain since 9 a.m. yesterday. Mapleton got hit really hard. That's when we were on air. The Hinterland was being hit really hard then.
We couldn't stay on air. That was how big the storm was.
Yeah, exactly. But late last night, 9:15 last night, a bunch of people actually had to be rescued out in Belle Eye Park because they were stuck.
It's out past the Ginger Factory, isn't it?
Yeah. They were stuck. Three people were stuck in a tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the floodwaters had risen around them. One person was stuck in a tractor, which is very scary. But these people have obviously, three people, one tree, climbed up to get away from the flood. And then they've gotten stuck there. Yeah. So luckily, everyone's all right. The swift water crews came on in and rescued everybody. But that's pretty scary, hey? Being stuck in a tree and not being able to get down.
Yeah, and I mean, you probably can't get airlifted out of a tree, can you?
Can you get airlifted at night? I suppose you can. Yeah, they've got big old floodlights, right?
I'd love to have somebody that knows more about like rescuing and stuff and all of the behind the scenes of it.
Okay, well, if you're an SES worker, then, you know,
we'll chat off the air. But right now, we actually have prizes because we want to give one away for our caller of the day. 545-11919. Ellie wanted to ask the question, when have you been stuck in a tree? but we're going to make it a little more broad than that. Where did you get stuck or when couldn't you get down from somewhere?
Yeah, it happened to me when I was probably grade six.
Yeah.
I was really scared of jumping off the high diving board at the pool.
Yes,
and so I went and I stood on the edge and my brother's friends who were all older were all down the bottom. They're like, come on, Ellie, jump. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And I couldn't do it. I had to end up getting on my hands and knees and crawling back off the diving board.
Did you have to do the shame, the walk of shame down the ladder as well?
This is the thing, right? I was like, I absolutely can't do it. And then one of them goes, Ellie, we'll buy you hot chips if you do it.
Oh, here we go.
And me, being a tubby little 11-year-old, was like, absolutely.
Dish, dish, dish. Where are my hot chips?
I made it down. Michael's in Woombye. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks, bud. Have you not been able to get down from somewhere?
Oh, well, the pressure cleaner for a bit there, and there was plenty of times I couldn't get down. The worst one was a two-story roof. In a harness and reefed on my hose. It was all strapped up against the gutter and I heard this lovely sliding sound as I turned around and watched my ladder disappear.
Oh, it's got to be a worse nightmare when you're up on the ladder.
Do you have a phone and stuff up there, Michael? Were you just having to shout for help?
No, I was out in the lane in the middle of nowhere. I had to spend the next hour trying to loop my ladder to bring it back up because I'd snapped the support that I had holding it on, and I had to sit there for the next hour looping my ladder back up to get myself back off the roof.
So you were fishing for the ladder?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, in a harness, trying to fish for the ladder with my pressure hose,
Oh, my. How long do you reckon you could have stayed up there, you know? Like,
If I hadn't worked it out, the owner didn't come home till that night.
Oh, wow.
That's
Love it, Michael. Thank you so much for your call. Thanks for getting involved in the show.
Thank you.
Stuck in a tree or stuck somewhere that you couldn't get down.
Yeah, I've been in a tree, sort of.
Yes.
I was cutting a tree down up at a block in Curra, north of Gympie there a few years ago, and I was sort of doing it without any safety gear, I suppose. And
yeah.
I thought I put my leg through one of the V's in the trunk, and that was going to be my support. And I sort of fell back, dropped chainsaw, and actually got my leg caught in the V, and I couldn't get down.
Oh, how high were you up, Brett?
Probably about 30 foot.
Yeah, right. So did you have to call, you know, someone to come rescue you?
Yeah, my wife actually had to call one of our neighbours to come and sort of cut the branch out so I could get down.
Wow. How long were you up there, Brettie?
Oh, about half an hour. It was all good, bud. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how's the feel like when you're up there? Did you just feel super helpless? You know, like there's nothing you could do to get yourself out of that situation.
Well, there was nothing I could do.
Yeah,
because I was pretty well stuck. So yeah, I was pretty helpless.
There you go. Well, Brett, good on you for getting out of a sticky situation. Thanks for your call, bud.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's go to Catherine from Nambour. Catherine, have you got a story about being stuck somewhere and you couldn't get down?
Yeah, it's a bit like that. I wasn't going to do the call, but my daughter insisted that I rang.
Peer pressure, good. Peer pressure.
So it wasn't quite like the tree story. So I got stuck in the lift at work one time. I was stuck in there with another co-worker for a good half hour on fourth floor.
Yes.
We were bringing down our meal trolleys. I was working in a hospital and in food service. And we basically, when we got out, we basically missed the entire wash-up period. So it was a bit of bit of win on my end. I didn't have to get in there and scrub any dishes. It was all done by the time we got out. Eventually, they got workers in to open the door. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got out and lived to tell the tale, Kath. And I'm even more glad that you missed out on having to do the dishes. So win-win. Win-win.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another win because I no longer work there. So
fair enough. Some other sucker's doing the dishes tonight. Thanks, sister. And finally, let's go to Rodney in Perigian. Rod, when could you not get down?
Well, I used to be a mechanic back in Canada when I lived there, and we were working on a car. Someone had to be in the car, and you put it on the hoist, and we were doing some stuff, so bleeding the brakes and doing some things. Well, it happened to be in an electrical storm, and obviously when you're on the hoist, you kind of can't get out of the car. Well, an electrical storm hit, and I had to climb out of the car, and I was pretty well stuck up there for a while. It took about 45 minutes to figure out how to get out without damaging the car or get grease prints everywhere. Yeah, that wasn't a fun day.
No. So how did you get out in the end?
I ended up having to climb over the bonnet. It was very, very sketchy. And then we had a ladder. Very sketchy.
Oh, goodness.
Many ratchet straps were included, just tie it down to the post.
Oh, of course. You can't do it without the ratchet straps. I mean, I don't know what a ratchet strap is.
Oh, you don't know what a ratchet strap is?
Oh, like an Oki strap?
No, it's like one of those you can...
Oh, yeah. The ratchet straps, absolutely.
I love how sketch all these stories have been too. Like something's happened and then you've had to MacGyver your way out of it. Thank you, Rodney, for your story. Well told, mate.
Have a good one, guys.
Ellie and Taz.
Yeah, Ellie and Taz for your feel-good drive home. Although I don't think we're about to make people feel very good, Tazzy.
Oh, look, we're all in the same boat here. So, Sunny Coast, I came across a video. It's going viral at the moment. You might see it on your Instagram. Somebody's actually kept a TV ad from the early 2000s from Australian supermarkets showing the pricing of these things that were on sale back in 20 years ago, maybe even longer than 20 years ago.
Yes.
You always say, Cozy lives, it's so expensive, groceries.
Yes.
Right?
I was chatting to a friend this morning. She said she spent $500 on groceries over the weekend. $500. Do you know how much money that is?
Is she buying stuff for a whole class of kids?
She's got two kids and a husband, and her bill was $500. And I get it because I'm only two of us. We're spending $300 a week, I reckon, on groceries.
Meat section, that gets you.
Yeah. It's well, even pricey. Veggies. Bloody cauliflower these days is $9 for a cauliflower.
Stop pointing at me. I know.
I'm so sorry.
I'm in the same boat as you, all right? I'm not big cauliflower. Okay.
I don't know. You're acting a bit like big cauliflower.
I might be. Okay, so I've got four products here that feature in the advert. I've cut it up for you. Shapes. Love my shapes.
They are your favourite.
Cheese and bacon, barbecue, whatever your flavour. Mm-hmm. We're no judgment here. No judgment zone. Chicken crimpy. I've got them here. Normally around $4 a box.
Yeah.
Currently on sale for $2.
Oh, in my eyes,
pretty
that's
good.
Cheap.
That's cheap, right? Have a listen to what they were 20 years ago.
200-gram Arnott Shapes variety is 98 cents. Save 90 cents.
98 cents. You they were normally $1.80, and the boxes now are 175 grams.
Of course.
They used to be 200 grams. You used to get more for half the price.
The dodgy dogs. And remember, that. Don't even get me started on when they changed the flavour of the shapes.
Oh, that's right.
All right, what do you got next?
Okay, next one is your favourite, Coca-Cola.
Oh, I do drink a fair bit of that.
30-pack of cans. You'd probably know how much this is off the top of your head.
Look, they're often I only buy them when they're on special.
30-pack of Coke cans.
Yep. A 30-pack would be like $30.
Oh, no, no. Well, here, not on sale, $47 for 30 Coke cans.
Jeez, all right.
Just over a dollar a can. $1.50 a can.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Have a listen to 20 years ago.
A 30-pack of Coke or Diet Coke cans, great value at $14.97.
$14.97.
You are not wrong, voiceover lady. That is great value.
That's great. I'll buy six of those.
Oh, I would be the richest girl around. The amount of money I spend on bloody Coke Zero.
Okay, ice cream.
Yep.
Buller ice cream.
Yep.
I could only find a 4-litre tub.
Okay.
The ad mentions a 5-litre tub,
again?
But the 4 litres used to be $10.50.
Okay. No, it is $10.50 now.
Oh, yeah, it is $10.50 now, sorry. So all the right. 5-litre 20 years ago.
What did it used to be?
And 5-litre Buller ice cream, $4.99. Save $4.18.
Just a cool, buddy, 200% increase.
And you get more.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, you get more ice cream.
That is what is wrong with the world? Hey, big finance, if you're listening, and big supermarkets. Can you just make it a bit easier for us?
I can guarantee they're not listening. Big finance isn't listening.
You don't think they've got better things to do on a Tuesday afternoon than listen to
the Sunshine Coast's favourite show.
Third radio show.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
We might need to come clean, Tazzy. Well, you might. I'm dusty my hands of this.
Yeah, so I've been on holiday for the last 2 weeks. I've come back and not only is the wall next to me here in the C studio got a poster of Reese Walsh on it. So we know that Brooke from The Breakfast Show has been here because everywhere she goes, Walsh follows.
Mm.
Not the real life Walsh, just pictures of him.
Just pictures, yeah.
And then there's this piece of paper up on the wall, which was news to you as well. You don't know what's going on here. It just says Foz, and then it's got a tally mark of 7, and Brooke with a tally mark of 4.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, they're a new show. Could I mess with them here? It was in pink highlighter. It's the only pen that we've got in the C studio. And I thought I'll just undo the pink highlighter and give Brooke a few extra bonus points, see if they notice.
Yeah.
So I took it from 7 to 4, Foz leading, to 11 to 7 to Brooke. I probably went a little generous. She got 7 bonus points overnight. And I just thought, will we hear about this? Is this something that they're doing on the air? We didn't know what it was about, the tallies. We just thought, a little bit of harmless fun, cause a little bit of chaos from the Big Brekkie show.
Now, listening to the Big Breakfast this morning, I heard this little snippet.
I don't like to accuse people of things, but I'm going
innocent
to...
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, but I'm going to accuse you of doing something, Brooke. We've got a little competition that we're doing. We can't tell the listeners what it is until Friday. But you are cheating, and you've not only cheated yesterday, you've got our drive and answer Taz to cheat for you.
So we've got the cheater herself on the air, Brooke.
Hello. You big old cheat.
Cheater.
I feel like Taz needs to apologise to you
for
getting in trouble.
I'm not apologising. Well done on your 7 bonus points.
I need to say thank you to
Well, I mean, without knowing what the bonus points are for, did it advantage you a lot? Would it advantage you a lot by winning this competition?
100%. Like, I don't think you realise how much it really, like, it just made me so happy when I saw that when I came in this morning that I was winning.
Brooke, can you, because you're not on the Big Breakfast right now, you're on the Ellie and Taz Drive yes. Show, can you reveal what the tally points are for?
All I will say is that if anyone happens to ring through and get through on the breakfast show for the rest of the week, yep. make sure you end the conversation by saying specifically, mm-hmm. I love you, Brooke, not Foz.
Oh, it's love yous.
It's love yous
they've received for the week.
They are trying to solicit love from listeners.
It's not a bad way of doing it.
Wow. Okay.
Say no more.
All right. Well, hey, Brookie, if you ever need help getting one over Foz, that's what we're here for. In fact, I can see a couple of other bits of paper on this studio that belong to the breakfast show. I might tamper with those.
Yeah, good. Hey, Brookie, while we've got you, can we, because you and I had lunch today, can you share with everybody, it's better coming from you, what happened with your phone today?
Today was rock bottom for me, Taz. I have decided to have a bit of a Britney Spears moment, and I pulled out all of my eyelashes, my false fake eyelashes.
Yes, so you just back down to the regular ones that you were born with.
That's it. But I've also pulled out a lot of the natural ones in pulling the fake ones out.
Okay.
So I actually don't have many lashes at all. And when I've gone to pay at lunch today, Taz, it hasn't recognised my face.
The phone thought you were someone else. Who's this ugly person?
And then
person?
I revealed... It didn't let me pay with Apple Pay. It said Face ID, not recognised. I went, yeah, great, that sounds about right. And then I also revealed to Taz that my phone, you know, in photos and people where it comes up where you can just search all the photos you have of that person?
Yep.
Yeah.
My phone actually recognises me as two different people, one with makeup and one without.
Oh, I love it. Brooke from The Big Breakfast, thank you so much for joining us. We'll hear from you at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, and love you, Brooke.
Love you, Taz.
Is that one on the wall? Can I put that on the scoreboard?
Put another four up there while you're at it.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
A lot of lightning around the Sunshine Coast last night, particularly kind of the Blibli and Woombye regions.
Yeah, Park Lakes copped a couple, and I'm near Park Lakes, and I think next door got hit because their modem blew out and their TV fired sparks at my neighbours when they were watching it. So, yeah, crazy stuff from the lightning. So we're asking, what got struck by lightning?
Yeah, Lauren's in Noosa. Lauren, what's your lightning tale?
This was not last night's storm. It was probably going back a year or so now. But, Noosa had a massive lightning, and my husband and I were standing at the back door just looking outside, you know, watching the rain and all the rest of it. And a massive lightning strike hit the grass area that was probably, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 steps away from us, hit the grass. It literally blinded us. It was so bright. And then we looked, and the Foxtel internet box was just smoking, and it stank. So first, we didn't lose power, but the Foxtel box just blew up.
Wow.
And it was very close. Like, full on. I'm like, never again. So when there's a storm, I am miles away from windows and doors.
See, that scares me, right? Wow. It just hit the grass. You know, I always think like, oh, no, it'll hit a tree because the trees are up higher. But
so do I.
Grass, oh, that is scary. All right.
So, Lauren, what was the sound like when you were that close to the lightning strike?
It was loud.
No, that's about the answer I was expecting.
It was like, you know, because the lightning hit, but then you had the thunder, like, instantly after.
Yeah.
So it was there was no break between. It was just a severe storm. So it was just straight-up impact.
Just like that. The strike that hit next door last night,
exactly.
It was so
just
loud.
A shit ton of light, yeah.
There you go.
That's the scientific term for it. Thank you, Lauren. Well told.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. Keep these calls coming, Sunny Coast. We love to hear them. Your lightning tales. What got struck?
Should be playing Thunder by Imagine Dragons, this one. Stop this. No, stop it. Stop it. Let's not play Radioactive by
Let's change it. Put Thunder in.
So many people, so many radioactive fans out there are going to be mad at you, Tazzy.
Yeah,
but
hey, song.
You are the music director on this station, so what you say goes.
That's
Let's
right.
do it.
Thunder.
See if it works. Sarah's in Little Mountain. Sarah, have you seen something get struck by lightning?
No, but interestingly enough, I ring my 91-year-old every second day, and this morning he was asking about the storms, and I said, oh, lots of lightning last night.
Yeah.
And he said when he was 15, so we're talking 1947, he was sitting on the back of a tractor and his grandfather was pulling the tractor on the trailer with his wife's headstone because she'd not long passed.
Yeah.
And this massive bolt of lightning hit the headstone, which ricocheted off and burnt my dad's hair at the front. And his grandfather turned around from the tractor seat and said, boy, you didn't make it home. You nearly didn't make it home, boy.
Wow.
And I was like, really? And he was like, yes. I said, maybe that's why you've lived so long.
Oh, my goodness. And you said it was your great-grandmother's tombstone, was it?
Yeah, so it was my dad's grandmother's tombstone.
Right. And was she not a good person or something? Because, like, to be struck by lightning after your gravestone, your tombstone, to be struck by, like, that's some bad juju.
Oh, no, it was, like, so weird.
That's a crazy story, Sarah.
What a story, Sarah. That's fantastic and well told. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, let's go now to Tiffany from Palmview. Tiff, have you seen something get struck by lightning?
I have, yeah, it was the scariest experience. When I was a kid, I was riding home from school and at the front of Glenfields there was like a pathway and I was riding my bike and a tree literally got struck by lightning right in front of me. I couldn't even believe it. It was so bright. And then when I got home, I was explaining it to my mum and she did not believe me. And I was like, Mum, we have to go back. We have to go and see the tree. I'm sure it will be on fire. And like, we went back and the tree was all black, but it was crazy. It literally like hit the tree just as I rode past it.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Did it blind you to fall off your bike, Tiff?
I think that was probably the quickest I've ever ridden my bike.
Yeah.
It could have been a relationship.
Absolutely.
Well, she was powered by lightning at the end there.
Classic parents not believing you as well. You had to take her all the way back to the tree.
She was like, as if. And I was like, Mum, I swear on my life, the tree like got struck by lightning. And I can't believe you made me ride home. You should have picked me up.
Yeah. This is so true.
Oh, typical parents. Ah, they'll make it.
Yeah, she'll be right.
I was the oldest of six kids, so she was probably like, oh, you know, what's one less child?
But isn't the eldest the one you're supposed to be the most protective over? By the sixth, you're like, ah, yeah, that'll be right.
Love it, Tiff. Thank you so much. Thanks for getting involved in the show.
That's all right. Thank you. Bye.
See you, Tiff. And finally, CFM, who's this?
Steve, there you go.
Hey, Steve. Oh, gosh, you being hit by lightning right now because you are
robotic. It sounds
like
it.
Yeah. what's your story,
Probably 10 years ago, but we heard the crack behind us and probably looked around and, a tree was smoking. One of the branches was glowing, but it was a very definitive crack.
Yeah, right. And so what, the tree was cracked or like the sound was a crack?
Oh, no, there was the sound. It was a really definitive crack, you know, like not just like a thunder that you hear day to day.
Yes.
It was almost like someone had cracked a whip, you know, right behind us. The three of us were probably more disappointed that we spilled all of our drinks. out of curiosity last night, I had a look at, there's actually a map you can look at called, it's a live lightning strike map.
Yeah.
And, Sunshine Coast was just lit up.
What? Yeah, so, right. Hang on, what was the app?
It's not an app. There's a couple of websites there that you can look up, and it shows you where the lightning strike actually hit.
Cool.
And Sunshine Coast, when you look at it from last night, it was absolutely lit up.
Great. I'm going to hop on that website now. I want to check it out.
Yep, Tazzy's night spoken for now.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Okay, touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
Look, I'm going to have to hand the reins of the tidbit over to you because I've got the hiccups right now.
I am hoping we get a hiccup on the... Yay!
There it is.
Yeah, she's got the hiccups. All right, 10 seconds on the clock. Hit me. Good news, Star Wars fans. Episodes 4, 5 and 6 coming back to the big screens for one day only, May the 4th. Can you not hiccup during my tidbit?
I'm trying not. Star Wars is coming back, is it?
Star Wars 4, 5 and 6, the Rich Tridge. So Star Wars fans like me.
Is that a thing?
It is in my household. It is in the Eric's. Can you just mute your mic? 4, 5 and 6 back in cinemas for one day only, May 4. And it looks like episodes 1, 2 and 3 back in cinemas the May the 5th.
Great. That's
so Star Wars Day. You see, May the 4th be with you. May the 4th, you get that connection.
Should that be the day that I finally watch a Star Wars? I'm firing off
drink
the song.
Water or stand upside down. I'll try and scare you.
I sound like a strangled cat when I hiccup as well. It's not so a pretty funny sound. This is CFM.